Welcome now, CBS 58 Sports Director, Kevin Holden.
And he's been spending all day trying to practice saying 3-second lane violation in Spanish. The voice of the Bucks tonight on Telemundo, Kevin Holden. Kevin, appreciate the time this afternoon, man.
Oh, yeah, glad to do it. I'm glad to, you know, stay in language one, at least for right now. You know, I've been in both languages for a lot of the day today. I had a hit on Telemundo at 11 this morning, and I'm like, okay, remember, speak in Spanish.
Right. So, Bucks and Clippers tonight, good one. Great one at Fiserv Forum. The game is on MLW, and Kevin will be on the call, the first broadcast on Telemundo in Spanish. So, is there a point this afternoon, this evening, Kevin, where you're going to shut it off from English and just go to Spanish so you can get that in that mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a standard rule. I do this for Packers, too, and a little bit for Brewers, but especially for when we do Packers preseason on Telemundo. Mm-hmm. Usually about 90 minutes before, two things happen. I start chugging caffeine, usually coffee, and then I try to, like, think in Spanish, think about the game, talk in Spanish, whatever. So for about 90 minutes, I'm a hot mess, and then somewhere around the start of the game, it all finally takes hold. But it's a very long transformation. Like picture if the Incredible Hulk took like an hour and a half to get to where he has to go, you know?
Right. And you've done Brewers baseball in Telemundo for a number of seasons and a number of games. Have you ever done play-by-play in basketball in Spanish?
No.
Okay.
Asked me, when was the last basketball game you called? And it was a high school sectional at my first job. It was 1999. It was a high school sectional final, and it was definitely not in Spanish.
And that's in English, too. And that's going to be tough enough because, obviously, the pace of play is a lot different from baseball. So have you gone through every iteration in your mind in just a common basketball game to make sure you got the terminology for any you know, foul or violation or anything, that any scenario that could happen?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So the two things that I try to do, one is you want to know about players and you know, background and that sort of thing, so that you can talk off the cuff about whoever. It's easy with the Bucks, obviously, since we follow them throughout the year. So I've studied more Clippers than Bucks, but yeah, the other half is just literally just watching a game with the sound down and practicing a play here and a play there. And you know, if I run into a little trouble, you know, going back, I've got a little printout of some basic terms in case I miss a term or two. But basketball is very different, right? It's not, calling a game is not the most technical thing. I mean, you have situations that happen, but really basketball is about the flow of it. So that's, if you just practice the flow, I think it's going to go all right.
Speaking with CBS 58 Sports Director Kevin Holden again on the call tonight, Telemundo, the first Bucks broadcast on Telemundo, which has got to be exciting. And you've had a number of games on MLW and CBS 58 so far when this whole thing was announced. I got to imagine that everyone's excited in the building. It's nice that games are on broadcast television and over the air, and you don't need a streaming or an additional package to consume some basketball.
Yeah, it's a point of pride, and it's, you know, we are owned by a company called Weigel Broadcasting that's based in Chicago. It has a station here, a station in Rockford, South Bend, and the entire company is just a buzz about this because it's a bit of history. It's been close to 20 years since there was an over the air broadcast before us, and so there's, you know, every day there's an excitement and there's also a challenge, right? How do you promote it? How do you, you know, make sure that you talk about it in shows and that kind of thing? But the thing that we're the most proud of is that, you know, the Bucks were 3-7 going into the All-Star break. And then their first game aired on CBS 58 against the Timberwolves. That was February 23rd. They didn't lose that game and they have not lost since. So over the air TV looks real good on this team.
They're playing very well since the All-Star break, and Doc coaching that game was talking about how tough the transition, and it wasn't ideal at the moment he came in, but they've responded pretty well. Is there a single attribute that you can point to that's made the difference, or a couple of things? What do you see as you've now even had a closer eye on the squad?
Yeah, to see him in Minnesota, I think, was eye-opening, that first game of the second half, because Giannis mentioned over the All-Star break that when Doc was doing shoot-arounds, you know, when they do their morning shoot-arounds before games, Doc was running those like practices because he was trying to get his system in place. So there was almost no chance for these guys to catch a break or a breather. You're halfway through a season, and you're either playing in a game at full speed or you're in a shoot-around, which you're running like a full-speed practice. So it looks to me like those first 10 games with Doc was him installing the system and it trying to take hold in the middle of a season. I think the time off, the extra practices, the shoot-arounds, the intensity of the shoot-arounds has been the biggest difference. And what they are right now is what we thought they might be before the season, which is a great defensive team. They've held four straight opponents under 100 points. There's only one other team that's done that in the NBA all season, and that's Cleveland. So if they hold the Clippers under 100 tonight, they've done something nobody in the league has done this year. If they keep doing that, they're going to win a ton.
And that was the whole concern about this team up to that point, was defense, defensive efficiency, and they've turned that around. And they got a very good Clippers team here coming to town tonight because they're one of the favorites in the West. I don't know if people are necessarily sold on OKC or Minnesota. Certainly Denver, defending champs, will always be in it until they're not. But the Clippers could be a bona fide finals contender.
Yeah, after watching Minnesota in person and then looking at this Clippers roster as I prepare for this, I think they're at least as good as anybody in the West. And that's why, you know, especially when you get to the postseason, a team that can be a 3 or 4 or 5 seed going into the postseason can catch fire and be the best team for 2 months. And the Clippers certainly fit the bill. They're loaded with star power, and they've got enough going on just in general that I could see them being a real problem in April and May. So I've avoided using the words finals preview, but I kind of hope this is a finals preview tonight.
Are you gonna? Do you have that verbiage in Spanish tonight to talk about on the pregame show or at any point during the broadcast?
Oh yeah, for sure. we're gonna talk about los finales, the NBA finals, a lot during this thing because if the Bucks play like they have the last 5 games, then they're gonna play well into June, which is great in any language.
And we could point back to this moment on MLW and CBS 58 when you had the games, as you mentioned, that they haven't lost thus far. Because I look at it, Kevin, I know there's a lot of freak out about the Bucks for all the reasons we've kind of talked about, but they're probably going to be the 2 seed in the East, I would think. Any first-round matchup will be a little bit difficult. I don't know if the seeding necessarily matters, but, you know, they're certainly like the Clippers and still in that conversation of teams that can win it all.
Yeah, I agree with it. And so I think you've got to look at one. Obviously, you've got to get past that first round. That first round is meaningful. With that series is won, now you're going through probably Cleveland and then Boston. So if you're a Bucks fan and you're trying to preview on to what's going on, it would seem to me that those would be the two teams to watch if you're, you know, just flipping around and watching other national games. Take a look at the Celtics, take a look at the Cavaliers and see how they match up, because those are the teams that are going to be, we're going to be talking about them for the entire month of May, probably both teams. And if the Bucks can survive both, then yeah, all those teams you mentioned out West, there's probably 4 or 5 different teams that could end up in that spot. And the Bucks have a chance, especially if they can get hot against the Celtics. That's the toughest matchup, I think, in the entire NBA for them in these playoffs. If they get past the Celtics, I think we might be looking at a team that at least has a good chance to win another title.
Yeah, Bucks with a 5-game winning streak, Celtics with 11 in a row so far. So it's going to be fun down the stretch here, Kevin. Be watching tonight the game, Bucks-Clippers at Pfizer on MLW and on Telemundo. I'm going to watch your Telemundo call, Kevin. I enjoy it when you do the Brewers, and I'll be rooting for you watching the game here tonight.
You know what they should have is like an SAP button, but in reverse, right?
Right, right.
Take me back to English.
exactly the subtitles and that, and maybe you can pick up some words in Spanish. Kevin, we appreciate the time. Have fun tonight and enjoy the call. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll be watching.
Sounds good, Borna. Thanks, man. Can't wait.
All right, Kevin Holden, CBS 58 Sports Director and play-by-play tonight, Telemundo, en Español with the Bucks and Clippers. It's 102.9 The Hog.